This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The journey it's taken to get here, for all this history.
The long journey is over. McElroy has his masterpiece.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Aiden getting it, Peyton getting it. Entire morning show back together again here with Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Bell.
I can't. That narration from old Jim. It sounds like he's reading a 50 Shades of Grey novel. Like,
Rory holds his putter so sensually in all this history.
Hey, listen to his voice. That low grovel.
Play it again.
For all this history.
He's literally
for all this history.
It sounds so sensual. I hate it.
Are you not putting Nance as an all-time great, or do you think he's a little overrated?
I like him. I really soured on him, honestly, with the interview you guys did with him, and it made me start noticing other things I didn't like when he came on here, and he was a little bit of a baby with you guys.
He refused to answer Liv stuff. That's what it was, right? No. He wouldn't talk about the Liv thing.
No, it had to do with the National Football League.
And he was being company man and was kind of being a bee about it. And then it just made me start realizing, like, yeah, why do you talk so sensually about golfers? Why do you sound this way? Why are you such a baby?
He did go off on Liv, yeah.
Yeah, so now I'm not a fan because of that.
Yeah, look, I think he's an all-time great. I love his voice. The way he does the way he does golf is, you know, whether you like him in football or not, the way he does golf to me is perfect. Joe Pompliano posted on Twitter, They said him and Immelman, who's the analyst with him, they said 46 words in the 7 minutes after Rory won. Like, that's letting the picture tell the story right there.
McIlroy makes history, wins in the playoff, sixth golfer to complete the career grand slam, takes home $4.2 million, and he beats Justin Rose. This was fantastic. I've been wanting more out of golf majors. Without even looking, I'm going to guess that this is my favorite Masters win since Tigers.
This is a good one.
I'm trying to think who else could even be in the running. You had it all. You had the matchup to start the day. Everyone said, oh my gosh, here we go. Rory and Bryson. DeChambeau, all of a sudden the people's champ or America's champ, with trash talk that happened from a past event. Actually, let's go with cut 10, Peyton. This is Rory and Bryson back in the past, mic'd up, leading up to some of the hype and anticipation for yesterday.
I'd like to go up against Bryson and try to get him back for what he did to me at the U.S. Open.
To be fair, you kind of did it to yourself.
So that's a little bit in the background, but they were like, hey, who do you want to face, you know, moving forward? And he goes, I want to face Bryson to get back at him. And Bryson goes, well, you kind of did that to yourself.
Yeah.
Referencing a choke. You had the choke yesterday. You had the buildup. You had the bounce back. You had big shot making. You had drama at the very end. It was just for Justin Rose and not DeChambeau. And you had a playoff win, and you had history.
This was a tremendous Masters.
You have the list since Tiger's last won of Masters winners.
The best winner is Gabe Brewer in 1967. That's who I would vote for.
Scheffler won last year. He won by four.
Okay. He's boring, but you have the police incident.
Rahm won it the year before. He won by four.
Okay.
Scheffler won it the year before. He won by three. Mm-hmm. Matsuyama won it the year before. He won by one.
Yep.
And then Dustin Johnson won it the year before. He won by five. So none of them were really close.
Oh, this isn't even close.
It's not even close. But then you get the Tiger. Tiger wins by one. Who were the three runners up? Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele. I mean, big time. right? You had Molinari was in the mix. He was at a two-stroke lead. The year before, Patrick Reed won it by one over Ricky Fowler. And the year before that, Sergio won in a playoff over Justin Rose. So, like, yeah, the Tiger one was great, and this one was the best since then. And, it, look, you had nine of the so top 10 plus ties, right? There was, like, three guys tied for 10. But nine of the players in the top 10 entering final round Sunday had won a major.
Wow.
I mean, you don't see that. That is fantastic theater.
Chalk.
It is. It is chalk. But, you know, that's what keeps people on TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I don't want.
Like, Danny Willett. All respect to Danny Willett. Danny Willett is a great, cool Masters champ. Wow. He's going to play there forever, right? He's going to get invited back. But Danny Willett doesn't move the needle.
No. And Bryson shoots a 75.
He did not play well.
A 75. Nope. He had the lead early on.
He took the lead right away from Rory. And then he blew up on 11. That was his blow up.
You got to give credit to Skip. I know nobody wants to, but you got to give credit to Skip Bayless for calling him Bryson DeChambeau. You have to. It's a great nickname.
Yeah, and then also give credit for Skip to over what he's doing now and how pathetic that is. Go look where they have him debating. It's hilarious. It brings me
with joy, Taylor.
Great joy, not Taylor. DeChambeau was asked that awesome final pairing. How much did you guys interact?
Did you speak to him in there? How's he doing? Do you know?
No idea. Didn't talk to me once all day.
Did you try and initiate conversation with Rory at all?
He wouldn't talk to me.
He wouldn't talk to me.
Now, is that like he was just in the zone?
Right.
Because it's very, like, from what I've been told, you know, it's very touch and go on, like, how guys interact with each other while they're playing. You know, some guys don't want to be bothered. They don't want to talk to you at all. Like, they want to keep their space. They want to be able to have that killer instinct. Other guys are like, no, we're cool, right? We'll walk down the fairway together and chat. It just depends.
So Twitter was rooting for DeChambeau to start off. Some of the comments. Bryson is the last person Rory wants to be playing with, and Rory is exactly who Bryson wants to be paired with. Bryson craves the moment. Rory wants to stay in his bubble. They're just 4 years apart. Feels like they're from completely different generations. Rory spends his evening sipping red wine and watching Bridgerton. Bryson spends his bashing balls and analyzing the YouTube algorithm. Bryson DeChambeau, man of the people. Rory only speaks to the media if he plays well. Alpha males are rooting for Bryson to win. Rory is a beta. But then they were chanting Rory there in Augusta. And it felt like he was the people's favorite. Before the playoffs started, I asked on Twitter or X, who are you rooting for? And it was 90-10 Rory. I was rooting for the choke to continue to happen. I don't hate McIlroy. I just want the most drama.
He
gave multiple chokes.
He did?
I did not think, heading to the playoff, if I was to bet money, I would have bet on Rose that he was going to win.
And especially after that drive that Rose had on the playoff hole right down the middle. It's like, okay, you know, now Rory's up, pressure's on. You better put it in the middle of the fairway, and he did.
Why did Rory stand up there and accept the green jacket on camera and talk to reporters? Because he doesn't talk to the media. Remember last Thursday and Friday, he said he doesn't have to, and he's not going to. And so, right, he doesn't have to. And so I wouldn't have even put him on camera. I would have been like, yeah, great for your moment. You can go tweet about it or talk to your Saudi funders now if you like. Yeah,
look, the golf fans that were there, the patrons, they were clearly on the side of Rory.
Yeah.
Rory is like the elder statesman of golf. Like the fans, the patrons do love him because he's put a lot of time in. He plays a lot of events. You know, Bryson now plays on LIV.
And he was the United States spokesman.
And he's not even for the U.S., but he was like, you know, pro of the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then, you know, Bryson went to LIV. And, you know, does that rub people the wrong way? I don't know. I don't think most golf fans just want to watch golf. I don't know that they care who you play for. I mean, maybe they do. But
McIlroy becomes the first to ever win the Masters with four double bogeys in the same tournament. Saturday, he became the first player in Masters history to start with six consecutive threes on the scorecard. Justin Rose yesterday had 10 birdies. 10!
Yeah. Oh, I think he had like six in the back nine alone.
Can I ask you a question as a golfer? A real question, Chop. How, like, I mean, I know everybody's freaking out about it. How legitimately ridiculous was Rory's shot on whatever that was, 16? The one or the hook around the trees.
Oh, on 15.
Yeah.
And why was he lined up so far to the left?
To get it.
Like, his feet were off of the surface, whatever the
hell
it is.
Like, is that a legitimate, like, all-time shot?
It's, well, in the moment, having to clear the water and stop it on the green. That's a legitimate all-time shot. You got to work the ball. It's not that hard to work the ball the way he did, but considering the moment that he was in and having to clear the water, knowing that if he didn't, if that ball didn't hook the way he needed it and just stayed straight, which is very possible, he's in the water and he loses the tournament. That is an all-time shot.
I was just really happy with the entertainment level of it. Like, I didn't even think to go Rangers, especially because I was going to see
no offense.
No offense.
Yeah, you're just going to see a bunch of swings and ground balls or misses or whatever.
It was great. But now you think this definitely puts him where in history?
Well, I he's not Tiger. Breaking news. He's not Jack. He's not Arnie. But I do think that he can. I don't think he's going to be Phil either. I think history is going to be kinder to Phil, because I do think Phil is like, to me, Phil is like the Peyton Manning of football. All-time great, super technician, surgeon. Yeah. When he's playing his A game, his absolute A game, nobody can beat him. But he didn't always have his A game, right? Like, Tiger always had an A game. If you were to tell me, like, Tiger could be as on as possible and Phil could be as on as possible, I might take Phil. Like, if they're both on. Tiger was just always on. Phil wasn't. I don't think he'll ever be Phil.
And then you think you can start a discussion with him?
Then I think you could, him, Player, Watson, Faldo. He's an all-time great. Like, this puts him in that. Because Phil doesn't have a Grand Slam. Phil doesn't have a career Grand Slam. Very few people do. But he does. And I don't think he's done. It would not surprise me if he doesn't win again in what, 4 weeks.
So is Rory Roethlisberger or something?
He just said who he
Peyton
was.
Manning.
Listen.
I thought you said Peyton Manning was Phil.
Sorry, Peyton Manning was Phil, yeah. So Rory.
Yeah, so you listen. Yes. Both of you listen. Screw y'all. I'm the golf expert here.
That's a great, I don't know. I'm trying to find the NFL comp to him. Rodgers? Rodgers didn't win as much.
But, it's true. But Rodgers was held back by McCarthy.
But,
so.
But Rory has gone. Like, Rory won. Rory won a lot early, just like Rodgers. He won early, and they didn't win again. So he's in that category. I don't know, but he's an all-timer. He really is. He's put himself in that discussion. I think he's going to win maybe two more green jackets. Like, this, he's over the hump now. Like, this was his mental block. He's always played well here.
I didn't realize how short he was until the cabin. He's sitting in there with Nance, Scheffler, and I'm like, he looks like he needs the Spagnuolo booster seat.
Yeah, well, Scotty's tall anyway. Scotty's 6'3". I don't know how tall Nance is. I think Nance is like 6'5".
Yeah.
He's like, you're punching a little bit.
So you're going to look short when you're like us standing next to them. But, you know, Rory's got the small hands too. You saw him. They tweeted us about that, the picture of him and Justin Rose. You know, Rose has got these paws, right? These lion paws. And here's Rory with his little kitten.
It was great. It was fantastic. Lived up to all the hype for different reasons, because DeChambeau did not carry his weight.
No.
And he was disappointed afterwards. But Bryson was the rooting interest, especially here in DFW. Although, what do you think it is between DeChambeau, Scheffler, and Spieth now? Metroplex rooting interest. Fan favorite, 1, 2, 3.
Scheffler. From a golf, from the casual, still maybe Jordan, from the casual. But the golf fan, Scheffler. Easy. Easy Scheffler. And then I would say Jordan number two.
Really? I would have Q rating DeChambeau one now.
Well, Q rating maybe. But Scheffler's like golf fans love Scheffler. Like, I'm talking about golf fans. Casual fans, I think DeChambeau, because he's got more personality.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of golf fans, like strict golf fans, that just, he get rubbed the wrong way, and then Jordan complains too much.
Is this the final response? Is this the end of the Bobby Belt G-Bag Nation battle? Bobby has been in the weekend lab. Let's see what he cooked up with the audio next on 105.3 The Fan.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And also brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel and Frankel. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-317-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck attorneys in Dallas.
Crosstalk with a KNC Masterpiece is coming up at 9:40. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Cowboys Insider, unless we need to rename that title, Bobby Belt, with this fighting battle that's been taking place here inside the building.
Yeah, look, this all started on opening day. We did our songs. I was a little late producing mine because I'm a perfectionist. I go in the lab. I change some things. I'm basically Bob Dylan. And when I was messing with things, I was too quick rushing back in here, and I had a stumble in there. And that stumble got included when it played back. And so for the next 24 hours, Peyton would not stop hitting that drop. And it was quite irritating. So I said, all right, I'm gonna lag just like that. And Peyton's about to get another one. So I released the Kendrick Lamar parody diss track. And it was well received by everybody, including G-Bag of the Day, which is obviously the best audio of the day. It won 4 times. When you win 5 times, you go into G-Bag of the Year for the best audio clip of the year. Well, it got named an honorary winner because Zach and Eric voted against it. Now, I don't want to be an injury replacement in the Pro Bowl. I want to go to the Pro Bowl, okay? And so I was upset with them.
Tyrod.
Put a diss track out there. Exactly. Tyrod Taylor. That's what I was. I put one out there for them. They responded last week, took some shots at my dead mom.
Yeah, I got a text from Eric, and I think it was me and Peyton, and he's like, what do you think of this? Is this going too far? And I thought it was amazing.
I love you, bro. Swing by and take the belt to the Bahamas. Bobby belting out his feelings, now he's coming for the crown. All we do is lift him up, he just wanna bring us down. How quickly he forget we were the only ones around. When Bob was spitting takes off from his basement underground. The bleeders put him on and the Tolos turned him off. Cause Dax is baby boo, he ain't even Jared Goff. Quit lying about the golf. Petty little female, I'll call you Laura Croft. Your family in a law.
That's good.
Boy, get them girls a house. If anyone deserves it, Bob, you know it is your spouse. So stop with all the drama. Nosebleed seats don't even wanna. Cause all of us would hate to see you end up like your mama.
Woo!
She's dead.
Because we don't need some cheese nighties without beats. You ain't got no J-O-B. Because we don't need some cheese nighties without beats. You ain't got no J-O-B.
Come on, B.O.B., get off the D and catch some D's, cause we know when this show is better when you're weak ass oversleep. Stay in bed, boy, I don't want to hear a peep. Better not wake the woolly bully, a.k.a. the beast. Shout out Shaw Sharif, R.J. Choppy, Pepe Russell, them the boys we want to keep.
Dude, it's very so good. It is good.
It's so good.
That was thuggish.
Yeah, it was. It was
like,
very.
I was blown away. Amanda's jaw was on the ground when he started talking about their living situation.
Yeah.
The basement. Putting on Bobby when he was just, you know, blogging. The Dak golf shot.
It's good.
Very good.
It's good.
It was great.
It's raw.
It was incredible.
It's not technically sound. I mean, the writing's not great.
Look at you. Look at you.
That was a good line.
I didn't understand the salami part.
The salami's not good. That's the whole point. They said, what's the deal with the salami part? Dawson asked him. Eric went, I needed something to rhyme with mommy.
Oh.
Salami.
Well, I was in the kitchen listening to this for the first time. And when he goes, she's dead.
That was great.
I lost it.
I lost it. I heard it live.
You need that as a drop. I want to hear that like She's 3 seconds. She's dead.
She's dead.
And I lost it on that. That was incredible.
I heard it. It was great. It made me laugh live when I heard it. I was genuinely cackling. But the problem was, it was received too well. People thought it was actually good.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, oh, that's good for you guys. Like, it's nice that Zach, Eric's two brothers worked on it. Like I said, it was almost good enough. So I guess it takes 5 people to replace Jeff is what we found out. So that's okay. But I decided, all right, I'm going to have to show people what it really looks like and how I was being nice before. And I want the nosebleeds to understand when they hear this. There's another level. So we can go another level if you like.
You just write diss tracks.
We can go another level if you like, but I hope that this is enough to end it. And if you want the lyrics, you can check them out right now on the fan cam. But here's my response to the nosebleeds.
I want to dedicate this song to Sam Wolchuk.
Hey, Bobby, spit that rhyme I like.
All right, hang on, stop. hang on.
Yeah?
Who is Sam Wolchuk?
That's Zach's sister.
And you did some AI voice right there.
No, that's Zach's sister. Because, look, I can call up Zach's sister whenever I want.
Yo, fuck.
All right, so if you want to start the song over, and Abe, you'll have to start the whole thing over again. But, yeah, if you want to start the song over, then, yeah, this is my response
to
them.
So you dedicated it and contacted her.
Yeah, yeah, it's Bobby Belt featuring Sam Wolchuk.
Did you ask for a...
No, I did not. And here's the song.
I want to dedicate this song to Sam Wolchuk.
Hey, Bobby, spit that rhyme I like.
Turn it on, leave it on. Pick a platform, radio, stream, YouTube, or the Twitch. Young Bobby hit the bleeds like a crash car. Go and inject me in the beat, and I'll leave you with track marks. Didn't have to be this way, but I'll go to round eight. Overdosing bars, I'm a single mom in South Lake. Kill it in the AM, yeah, you know we got a who's who. Rating so big, you would think they took a blue chew. That's a blue pill, but Wooly needs a red one. Better get some yeast if you wanna raise your bread, son. Since we telling truth, let's open up about the past, bro. Chio still ain't over, getting froze out of the draft show. Nana, bro, go to Brian. You can talk through it. Use your words because your mouth ain't just for Hawk Tua. Yeah, I wish I had a house sitting on a happy perch, but I'm not like Eric getting favors from my daddy's church. Oh, help the poor, put him on his back. Eric closed the door, said I ain't paying tax. While we're talking cash, hey Wooly, where's my money, dude? Know you owe me 50 bucks from Cali back in 22. Would have split the check, but bleeders never seem to separate. Every job they do is like a disappointing double day. BetQL, pre and post, PM drive 2. Why is one job always done by both of you? Wait a sec, I take it back. Wooly wasn't on the disc. Very first time Zach wasn't chained to Eric's hip. Eric gonna take a look around and probably cut you, dude. Go ahead, remind me, Zach, what the f*** do you do? Since you don't know how to write, I'll go ahead and ghost for you. Papa Doc rappers, get your pen and make a note or two. This one might hurt, so go and take a double shot of Tito's. I'm just glad this battle isn't happening at Papacito's. Bobby with his busted flow, sounded like he's Yoda. Could be that he had a stroke after he quit soda. Bobby, why you taking shots? This is sort of treason. Guess we know you were left off the title for a reason. How did Bobby's ugly ass end up with a smoking dime? Some were born on second, Bobby married at the 35. Isn't it just funny how history repeats itself? One guy did what you two can't. Never hit below the bell.
Hey, Bobby.
I got you, Sammy.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
It's good. It's very good.
You went over the line.
No, I didn't. I said there's another level.
I think that there's more.
There's another level.
That was not near. You built that up to... That was too personal. That wasn't personal enough.
It could have been.
That was incredible, Bobby.
I think we can go to another level here.
That was amazing. Bread, the draft show thing, that's gonna cause some disruption with Broadus and them.
I mean,
that giggling was uncalled for. The church. Oh, you took it to the church with the tax.
What? They went after my housing situation. I just explained theirs.
What's the
$50 owed thing?
That's from when we went to the Korean barbecue in 22, and Zach never Venmo'd me.
Wow, boy, you're really keeping receipts.
He had always said there was like seven people. And we were trying.
And Zach was one of them.
Zach was one of them.
Yeah.
All right, that was $50.
Is that the one I got kicked out of?
Yes, that was the one.
Yep. Double date.
Yeah.
Zach, what do you do? Takes two of you to always do one job, and then that giggle. Oh, man, that giggle at the end.
The giggle was good.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
They're going to come back. You know they're going to come back.
Well, I mean, Zach would. hey, Bobby.
It's on the Facebook and the Twitter, by the way, if people want
to
check it out.
And I'm such an old man. I always need to read the words. I need the closed caption on there. But Zach will have to get involved now if they do want to come back and do something.
Now, this was this another one of, like, this was a fresh, there was no, this wasn't a parody of something. This was an
no,
AI
this is just a, yeah, no, this wasn't even AI generated. You just go on YouTube and go royalty-free beats.
That's what I'm talking
about. Producers make them all the time.
The beat was, like, something that
original.
Hasn't been
that rhyme
used.
I like.
All right, let's see how the totals are judging it. Like, where do we stand? And when do you anticipate this ending?
I mean, they're in their graves right now. They can't reply to that. Eric, I was talking to Alec before, and Alec was like, you can't reply to that. And Eric, because I sent them the song yesterday, Eric said to get his sister on the track is absolutely diabolical. That is all-time backstabbing.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. How's it looking right now?
100% Bobby right now.
Oh,
Bobby
won
G-Bag of the Century from the 214 and 817. So a lot of people liking Bobby.
How do you compare this to the first one you did, Bob?
The first one was strong. I felt like, and I recorded this initially. I sent it to you guys on Friday night. It was much faster. And then I'd sent it to Reggie. And I was like, hey, I need some feedback here. And he's like, too fast. No, because Reggie wants my bars, okay? But I sent it to Reggie, and Reggie was like, too fast. He's like, people who are listening, the ones listening in their cars aren't going to be able to hear the lyrics.
Okay.
He's like, so you need to slow it down. I was like, all right, I'll slow it down then. So that was the thought process. But this one, like I said, this one still held back a little. We can go a little further if you guys want, or you guys can just go ahead and say, I don't even want this to be nominated for G-Bag of the Day, by the way, because this is not about getting accolades. This is just about making their feelings hurt and having them understand their place.
That was good.
Got you, Sammy.
Diabolical One calls in the building. I think this other audio, this may be over the line. Do you want this today? Or you want this 18 through 20 I'm looking at? You want this today, or are you trying to save this for tomorrow?
I don't know. He's got to make the call on this, because I thought it was all good, but he's got to make the call.
Yeah,
Choppy, have you heard it yet?
This is audio from RJ's wedding on Saturday that Bobby recorded with one of Choppy's sons, but...
I have been advised that this is probably not the smartest thing to play.
Yeah, have you heard it yet? You should listen to it before we decide to play it, but you should...
Luca decided to spill the beans to my ex-wife about what he did
at the wedding. He got involved in a Bobby bit. Yeah.
And she's just like, inappropriate for a 15-year-old. talking about certain subjects. Because let's be fair, I did get married over the weekend, and as has been pointed out to me and as I've known, I did marry a category.
Okay, so...
A category?
I want to be clear
about
something.
A category on those certain adult sites.
Ones you have to give your license to ever since Greg Abbott. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, but what I'm trying to figure out the category.
Well, now that Sarah's married to Chop, what would you maybe call her to Chop's
stepmom.
Kids?
Your stepmom. Yeah.
Oh,
she's a category, so I married a category.
Okay.
And, you know, some of these did deal with that, and that's where the problem lies.
Okay.
But to be fair... I want to make one thing very clear on the record. Luca went much further. He's very talented. You said he might want to do podcasts, and he could do it because I gave him very little, and he took and ran with it and filled in most of those details that she was not happy with. That was not me.
He filled those details in.
And
so.
Jana, I mean, she just doesn't want to public. She knows the way they text. So.
She knows
the way
they text. She knows Julie and
really
the things she says.
Out of line with the way they text, but... I wouldn't have enough time for it now anyway, so we'll maybe you guys can pressure Choppy, or he'll give his final decision now after the show or tomorrow. Well done, Bobby.
Thank you.
That was smooth. You got skills.
Thank you.
Pepe, what do you think? You heard how something's really produced. What did you think? I mean, how are you judging it yourself?
I mean, look, I was with you, Sean. I thought it crossed the line. But look, when they bring up Bobby's dead mom, I mean, that's family as well, or used to be family. So once you cross that line, then it's free game with anything.
All right, let us know, y'all, on the Frankel & Frankel injury attorney text line. Because in order for them to respond, Wolchuk would have to get heavily involved. Do you think he is too scared of getting in front of a microphone like that? Or did you even think Eric was capable of that so we could be surprised by Zach?
I thought Eric probably could, just because I know Eric's music taste in general.
Yeah. Zach?
Zach was willing to do it. Apparently, Zach was just like, we couldn't get on the same time to go record it. And they were like, they wanted everybody there at the same time. He's like, I wanted to do it, but he ended up just writing verses because that's what he does. He just ghost writes. He's not actually going to spit. Again, it takes two of them to do one job.
Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine today, the back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. More new Chevys than anyone else, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
What?
Luca texted, play it, please. Why does she care? I was like, she's your mother, man. She's supposed to protect you.
Yeah.
I emailed it to them. We'll get an answer. An answer.
Yes. Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning. How are you?
How do you feel about these war of words? Are you concerned it's going to escalate again?
Oh, no, I'm not concerned at all. I've loved other people's drama.
Yeah.
It's great audio.
Uh-huh.
It's creative.
Yes.
It's flirting with getting too personal, but we're still on that right side. It's great back and forth. I think, you know, the songs have been excellent.
I agree.
What do you think? Who are you rating as the winner? Did you just hear Bobby's?
I did. I'd heard Bobby's. Yeah.
Like Eric's was fantastic.
Why are you pausing? Why are you pausing? Is it because you're going to say they're going to win and you don't want the smoke either?
I don't want... Look, you don't want to get me involved because then there is no level to it. I'm like, we'll end it once and for all.
Okay, do you think... See, that's the thing. I know Bobby won't stop. It's like the person you have to physically kill and choke out.
I would
Bobby
stop.
Bobby would be fine with losing friendships versus... not responding. And you're admitting the same for yourself?
Yeah, personally, if I was Zach and Eric, I would just let it go because he'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
But like if it crossed the line, I thought going toward me, I'd be like, all right, let's go through it all.
How would you have replied if that was you? Would you say, all right, that's too much. Now I'm going to
No. Okay. If their song or your song?
No, my song.
Just be like, okay, that is the level he's willing to go. I'm going to move on.
But I'm really wondering what each of you have saved and how low you would be willing to go. Like, do you have two or three things in your mind right now if you had to make another one?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Because I'm like...
I already have bars in my head.
I'm like...
I'm sure.
All right, well, what else would they say back to Bobby? You know, we've done the mom, we've done...
I took all the rest of their rhymes at the end of the song. That was the whole point.
Okay.
Bobby got off soda. Bobby outkicked his coverage. Did you like that?
Oh, you stole their material.
Yeah, the whole... At the end, I say, like, since you guys can't write, I'll go ahead and ghost for you. Here's your next few bars.
Oh, kind of felt like a little 8 Mile.
That's why I said, you Papa Doc rappers.
Can you think of a vendetta that you carried out where you know you should have stopped and you were just too petty and vengeful?
Yeah.
Corey, you know him to be this type of person?
Mike's not listening. Just say it.
No, not with Mike.
Actually, it's weird. I'm literally reading a Barrett Media story on Mike Bassick right now. How he might return to sports radio at some point.
Really?
Interesting. So what else do you guys
It says Mike Bassick chose television with Texas Rangers without ruling out a sports radio return. Oh. So, what was the question?
He was going to say
Did you
that.
Know Kevin? You put his pettiness level like way up there?
Yes, very much. Very much so. There are people in this room that he still does not like.
Yeah.
That's not
I
true.
Thought we got over that.
No, I like you. I
thought the leg rest.
He meant he meant me.
No,
the
I like everybody in this room.
No, we hold on to things. We keep them in that little pile whenever we need them, and then we let them out whenever it's time. But if we don't need to do it, we don't need to do it.
What's coming up?
We're glad to be J. Cole in this situation, though. All right. Our show is happy to be like, look.
No, you have to put out a diss track and then delete it instantly. I feel bad. I shouldn't have done that.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
If you're gonna put it out.
I'm just enjoying the show at this point. So we do right out of the gate how Saturday encapsulated the early season frustration for the Rangers fans and the Rangers themselves. And then Amen Corner at 10:20. We dive into Rory's win, which Kevin said would never happen in the history of
Fact.
Sports.
Now you dislike golf like Bobby.
True.
How much of it did you watch yesterday?
None.
Hey, there we go.
I watched it all.
That's
yeah.
not true. That's None? Not true. That's not true. I watched the putt for him to win the first time.
Okay.
That he beefed it.
Yep.
And then they're like, hey, let's start playing again in like, I don't know, 30 minutes or something. if they would have like gotten Rose out there and been like, let's go right now. Yeah. I think I would have watched it. Okay. But they were like, we're going to take a break and everything like that.
How did you know to check in for that possible winning putt?
I did see it on Twitter. Early on, I think it was maybe Wingo or somebody. I knew something bad had happened because he's like, oh, no. And then I just saw, without context, I just assumed like he shot it into the drink or something. But there were all these people like, Rory, why? How could you?
Yeah.
And then I saw you retweet your earlier tweet about, is there going to be a Rory collapse today? And I was like, oh, that means something bad is happening.
Yes. Choppy, will people be amazed and blown away by this space exploration today that happened?
I don't know.
Katy Perry?
What's that? Katy Perry, Gail King? Lauren Sanchez, which is Bezos' girlfriend, fiance.
Oh, yeah.
There were six of them that went in. There was first all-female crew since 1963.
Huh. Like the Ghostbusters.
That went into... Yeah, did anybody see that one? I didn't see that one. But it was cool. I mean, they went up, stayed there for like 30 seconds, got weightless.
Oh, cool.
And dropped like a rock.
Okay.
And I don't know how they're not vomiting. That's like a 7 Mile tower of terror.
Well, because they can't be feeling. I'm
you don't think they're feeling the free fall?
I don't think they're feeling that fall like that?
I don't know, man. I'm in an airplane. You drop 100 feet, and it's like, you know, like this is a free fall here.
It'd be dope if they let you unbuckle and float around for a minute.
They might. When you're up top, yeah.
Did you watch her care, Corey? I know a lot of people were probably hoping about Gail King
golf
never returned.
Or the space.
The space. Yeah. We moved on to the topic.
No, I haven't seen
it. I thought that y'all would have more golf talk.
I haven't seen the space yet. I have not.
It's over.
It's over. It was 10 minutes.
Oh,
they literally went up and they came back down. That's all they do.
And they made
You get to say that you went to space. Not outer space, though. It was like inner space. Like,
would you want to go to space?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Like, if you could guarantee me that I'm not going to.
I cannot.
Then no. Then no. I mean, I'm not going to be strapped to a
rocket. Nobody can guarantee
like
that you won't get hit by a bus, though. And you still walk out on the streets.
That's fair. That's fair.
I hope that doesn't happen.
But
I do, too.
I mean, I think it would be really cool to go up there and see, you know, when it comes black up there, right? You know, you're in space, and then you can see the curvature of the Earth.
Yes, there's a lot of it.
It's not flat, people.
I do like that the first thing that you said, you were really excited to get up there so you can see when it gets black. That's like your number one thing about going up into space.
You're
oh my gosh.
It's not so flat. It's hot dog shape. That's what we've learned recently. Oh, the planet is hot dog shape.
Very nice. Thing.
John, do you want to go up to space?
Nah.
You like
the ground?
I don't like heights.
Okay.
Yeah. This whole comparison of you could walk out the front door and get hit. I've always thought that's a
you could
comparison.
You could die.
You could.
You could.
Are
my odds greater?
He got remarried.
That's a good point.
Knowing the odds.
You messing with your wedding ring a lot.
Yeah, what's going on?
I know. Well, it's like,
how long is it going to take to get used to, you think?
I think, I'll tell you what it was. You know, typing my email yesterday, like I noticed that like was throwing me off.
Oh. Well, you got to take it off when you get home.
Is that rubber or is that
don't be like Coach K.
No, it's made
Onyx.
Of wood.
Oh.
Wood. What kind of wood?
Metal and metal on the inside, wood on the outside.
Elm?
Could be an elm.
Cypress?
I think it's probably a pine.
That's Do you guys take off your ring when you go home?
Nope.
Never take it off.
Yeah.
You and Coach K.
Every day, first thing I do when I get home is take the watch and the ring off and set it down on the sink.
You do, right?
Next to the sink, yeah.
Are you going to do that? You're going to keep it
on?
I'll
take it off when I shower. The 2 days I've taken it off when I showered. I've been washing my hands with it. This thing's about to slide off when I wash the hands. But nice. I got the rubber one, too.
Oh. Why do you have the backup on your person?
That way, that's a wedding ring? That's
yeah. It was just in my pocket. Because I was going to
stop it.
I was going to wear it. I was going to wear it to the gym. Like, I don't want to wear the middle one. So I just had it in my pocket, and I just didn't take it out when I got the car.
Oh, just take off the normal ring in the gym.
Yeah, but then you don't want to get hit on. Okay,
excuse me.
That's your concern,
man. It's like that gym I go to, man. It's like an episode of that's a Cocoon, the movie.
But you don't want to take it off because then you'll get hit on.
It's impressive in there.
No.
I think he's saying it's
Cocoon
a bunch
is
of old
all
ladies.
The old people.
Yeah. A bunch of old people.
No, because
in there,
same
for my gym too. Yeah,
there are plenty
Blanche
of men
in there.
There are plenty of men who claim that the ring actually then creates more attraction.
Right.
That they got hit on more once they started wearing their wedding ring. Because it looks to somebody as like, why did they get locked down? What is it about them?
And you've been wearing yours consistently?
Yeah, got it on right now.
Okay.
So.
Must have a shovel in there.
I bet Peyton's the one who's like dying to wear a ring. Like he's just looking forward to it so much with his love of relationships.
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering if I should go the black one or the gold or silver. So
RJ's looks good right here.
Let's go through the pool first.
Are you borrowing anything from the choppy wedding experience to, you know, you pick and choose from ideas that you incorporate in your own wedding that's coming up, Peyton?
No, not really. Just I mean, because it was
meatballs.
It wasn't like an actual wedding. It was just ceremony based reception. But
I wouldn't even call it that. Just an after party.
Yeah, basically. Very cool place, though. Very cool out there. But I mean, the ring is going to be the next one. RJ, you know, he's got two rings. He had a backup. That was the big thing, I guess. You know, he said get a backup ring just in case you lose the first one.
Okay.
I have a backup. And order them cheap.
Yeah.
You know,
the man's ring.
Who cares?
The guy's ring. Who cares? Yeah. Get a rubber one.
But I'm amazed at the number of women, at least my wife, that they sign off on it. Like, yeah, I don't care if you get this big fancy one because they assume you're going to lose it like sunglasses. You know, like how much do I play with this thing every
day?
And
see, honest, mark that. But honestly,
hand me that plastic.
I think that's the reason I don't take it off is because I'm afraid of losing it.
Yeah. No, you're trying to be like Coach K. He had a stand-up thing. I never since the day I married my wife.
Yeah, hey, and he's won like five national championships.
Yeah.
Hagee needs I have to have a third party on every elevator ride like Coach K, too.
Pepe, are you all moved in?
No, not even close. Well, because we have the rental home with married. With our lease and our agreement, we've paid already for the whole month of April. So we're slowly moving boxes in, but we are deciding to pay for movers.
Okay.
Smart decision.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We were like, yeah, you know, we were able to move stuff into the rental home, but moving it, I mean, we're like 6-7 minutes down the road, you know, so it won't be that expensive, but, you know, it should be within a couple hours. But yeah, the heavy stuff, fridge, washer, dryer, couches, stuff like that.
What is the amount of time down the street you can't justify getting the movers?
No. There is no, you could be moving next door. Hire the movers because it's not the amount of work that goes in. It's the fraying of the relationships.
Yes.
You're there, man.
Yes. All
you're
the people that you know.
You're moving with somebody, yeah. You're like, you don't do anything right. They don't think you do anything right. Yeah. And it's worth it just to avoid that.
So Pepe getting the movers. And you think you'll be all settled in when?
Hopefully by next weekend maybe, you know, because we're going to do some renovating inside the house, get a shower knocked out. So,
Baby. So you're not going to have a house party like you were promising.
Well, like, not like next house. Weekend. No.
Oh.
But okay. It'll be by summer. Everything will be done by then. But nice. we got to get it. We got to get situated first. You know,
I've been saying that for 8 years. I got to get situated. The house is still in flux. We haven't done what we needed to.
It is. It makes sense. But it's odd to see your wife with the last name of Choppy, because I only constitute one Choppy.
That's true. Right. I know.
And so I know there's more of them.
There are more of them.
You are the Choppy.
Little Chops. I am. But, you know, I go to baseball games with my kids, and their friends yell out Choppy. I turn my head.
Yeah.
That's where it really gets it. I'm like,
and his mom had no idea why, you know, random people were coming up to him over the wedding festivities.
At the Botanical Gardens or the park. People say, Choppy, what's up, man?
Hey, we didn't give away the location.
You did not.
We did not.
And
I didn't even get it.
And she had no idea. She goes, how do they know who you are? Why do they know who you are? I don't know, Ma. I don't know.
14 years.
The hustle this woman has to just completely have no idea what I do for work.
But if you yelled at her, would you be like, Ma, I'm sorry, Ma.
So I would say exactly what I would say. And I would. You know, tell her about, you know, the what happened on January 6th.
The KNC masterpiece is next on The Fan.